CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Munich Security Conference in Germany today. Zelensky called it a good meeting and says Ukraine is ready to move toward a guaranteed peace with Russia. BBC editor Paul Moss says Vance blasted many of the nations at the conference for their social policies.
Referring to his boss, Donald Trump, Mr. Vance warned the conference there's a new sheriff in town. The German government accused Mr. Vance of meddling in its internal affairs, while the European Union's foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, said Mr. Vance sounded like he was picking a fight.
Zelensky told the conference Ukraine would have to double the size of its army if it can't join NATO.
United States, they never saw us in NATO. They just spoke about it. But they really didn't want us in NATO.
Pope Francis has been hospitalized with a respiratory tract infection and a mild fever.
The 88-year-old Pope has suffered from visible breathlessness recently, and although he has held all of his meetings, he has asked collaborators to read his longer speeches. Francis had part of one lung removed in his youth and has suffered long bouts of acute bronchitis in the winter. Anna Matranga, CBS News. Rome.
The heavy rain that caused debris flows in Southern California is letting up. Part of the Pacific Coast Highway is shut down after a mudslide trapped drivers in their cars there. Anastasia Mazzella of Malibu has had enough.
The fire itself already took such a huge emotional toll, and just to have this added on top of it, it's terrifying. I don't know how much more this community can sustain.
At least six senior Justice Department officials have resigned since the DOJ ordered the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York to drop the corruption charges against Mayor Eric Adams. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports more may be coming.
The Department of Justice ordered two Washington-based officials to intervene and take on this case and take on this dismissal. They resigned. And more resignations are possible. This is a standoff between the new leaders of the Department of Justice, closely aligned to Donald Trump, and the career prosecutors who are trying to uphold, they say, the norms and rules of this powerful agency.
Thousands turned out for the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl parade. Andrew Kuhn brought his son.
My kids were really young when they won it 7 years ago. So now my older son's in high school. He's down here with his buddies. And I brought my sixth grader down. So, yeah, it's a special time and something we never forget.
Some fans camped out in tents or under blankets overnight in the cold to reserve their spots along the parade route. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine and Kenosha have called snow emergencies for the weekend. Other communities are likely to join in. If you're not sure about the parking rules where you live, call your local non-emergency police number. It could be another 5 to 8 inches of snow over the weekend. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 tonight through 6 tomorrow morning. 2 to 4 inches of snow are forecasted for tonight alone. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Homegoing services for Molly Jones will be held tomorrow. She's the longtime Racine alderwoman and civic leader that passed away earlier this month. An obituary says the service will be held at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. Racine County saw a 17% increase in January home sales. Kenosha County saw a 15% decline in the same time period. The overall region saw a 5.5% increase, with Racine County also seeing a significant rise in new listings. A dead duck collected by Milwaukee County has tested positive for the bird flu. The DNR says the wild merganser had the H5 avian influenza virus. That's been found in 6 Wisconsin counties since mid-December, including Milwaukee, Racine, Dane, St. Croix, Wood, and Brown. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the NBA All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard was just 9 years old when his father took him to the NBA All-Star Game at the Oakland Arena, not far from where they lived. They saw Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal. This weekend, at age 34, Lillard will perform in his ninth All-Star Game as a player just across the bay in San Francisco.
Something that I'm extremely proud of, proud to be a part of it. And just being in that environment and so many people that I grew up with, that I grew up around, and, you know, people who really know me and know my background and my story, to be able to see how far I've come. I'm excited for them to be able to see that.
College basketball, big game for Wisconsin tomorrow, taking on number 7th-ranked Purdue in West Lafayette. Game time at noon. Greg Gard was on the Jim Rome Show.
Well, I think just how this roster was intentionally put together, and then it's up to the players to perform and bond together and grow, and this group has done a terrific job of that.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The winter weather advisory starts at 6 o'clock and continues into the night. With around 1 to 2 inches of snow expected on the ground by this evening, we'll be waking up to around 4 inches or so. Then, another 1 to 3 inches is possible Saturday, before the cold crashes in on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Robin is here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
I think I'm coming out of my shell a little bit.
Are you a turtle?
I think you probably know this about me. I'm a bit of an introvert.
Yeah, right? You are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm coming out of my shell a little bit.
I'm coming.
We've been going out more, you know, with other couples and other, you know, like a group of people recently.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other night we were out and we were at a, you know, we were at a bar, mm-hmm. and which I never do. And
that doesn't sound like you.
I know. And so I had a drink, and then we had another engagement we had to get to. So we went to the other engagement. And then and that didn't take long. And when we came out, we were about to head home. And Victoria's like, should we go back to the bar? And I said, sure.
Wow.
I know. I actually had two drinks. Two.
Two?
Unbelievable. Well,
that's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, two drinks for you, Kirk. That's a crossing lot. It. That's getting up that's to that line right there.
And neither one was a Rodler. You know how much I love the Rodlers.
Yeah.
I know you think
yes,
so.
Yes. No. What did you have? What did you drink?
Spotted Cows.
Oh, just a couple of beers. Yeah. Yeah. Beers. Well, I am so proud of your development.
I know. I'm coming out. I want the world to know.
I sang it a little bit early.
All right. I'm coming in. There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
To Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and
makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful died in. You lost that loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. You lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you.
Let's live away.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Plan to visit Memorial Hall March 1st or 2nd. The Racine County Eye is presenting the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. You can see trends in home remodeling there. You can see energy efficiency and wellness practitioners. There's going to be sustainable living experts there. Live demonstrations, too. It all happens March 1st and 2nd. And it's from 10 till 4 each day. Tickets at the door, $10. WRJN is going to be there, too. We'll have some live broadcasts, so you can stop by and say hi. If you want more information, check it out online, RacineCountyEye.com.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance. Plus, personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. As spring approaches, it's the right time to celebrate new beginnings and brighten someone's day with a handcrafted floral arrangement. Their stunning blooms are delivered with care and rooted in family tradition, a truly beautiful way to say thank you. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $16. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
Booker T and the MGs on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It says here the average person tosses out over $500 worth of uneaten fruit every year. I don't understand why the expiration date on roll-ups is like 5 years out.
Going faster all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM, on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha, or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. This weekend, you might see another 5 to 7 inches. That's building on top of the 4 to 7 inches of snow that came down Wednesday. Tonight, a winter weather advisory will be in effect. 2 to 4 inches could come down tonight, with snowfall rates reaching up to an inch an hour. Light snow will continue tomorrow and on Sunday, and everything should be cleared out by noon. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. As you're still cleaning up from the first round, you're reminded to clear snow from sidewalks and ensure fire hydrants near your home are accessible. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has tips for moving the moisture.
Have a plan to clear the snow. I'd suggest shovel in shifts. And if you start sweating in freezing temperatures, take a break. Also, try to push the snow with a shovel rather than picking it up and tossing it. It's easier on the heart that's already working harder in cold conditions. Don't overexert yourself and ask for help if you need it.
Racine and Kenosha have called snow emergencies for the weekend, which will impact where you can park. If you're not sure about the parking rules where you live, call your local non-emergency police number. Homegoing services for Molly Jones will be held tomorrow. She's the longtime Racine Alderwoman and civic leader that passed away earlier this month. An obituary says the service will be held at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Winter weather advisory starts at 6 o'clock and continues into the night. With around 1 to 2 inches of snow expected on the ground by this evening, we'll be waking up to around 4 inches or so. Then, another 1 to 3 inches is possible Saturday, before the cold crashes in on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
baby, you're no good.
It's Linda Ronstadt, You're No Good on WRJN, a song about a guy who is, well, no good. One of the things about that song, though, that song was written by a guy, Clint Ballard Jr. He also wrote songs for Connie Francis and the Hollies.
Girl, I want to be with you.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. And we're also home for UW Badger men's basketball. The next game you'll hear is tomorrow here on WRJN. Pre-game at 11, tip-off at noon. Matt LePay has the call of the game. In fact, he's going to be calling all the games right through the tournament. You can see the entire WRJN sports lineup for the week on demand at WRJN.com. UW Badger men's basketball tomorrow. Pre-game at 11, tip-off at noon on WRJN.
Say goodnight and stay tuned. they do.
They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
Low down, dirty.
What they do.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, all week long, you love listening to the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN, but listen Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. There was Julie Andrews, and of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 a.m. till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let it shine for you.
28 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Well, just when we got over the snow from the other day, we're going to get some more tonight and tomorrow, it looks like. Tonight, maybe 1 to 3 inches, and then tomorrow, maybe another 1 to 2.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Investigators looking into last month's collision between an American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter near Reagan National Airport now say the helicopter crew may not have heard the last-second order to fly behind the plane. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
CVR data from the Black Hawk indicated that the portion of the transmission stating the CRJ was circling may not have been received by the Black Hawk crew. We hear the word circling in ATC communications, but we do not hear the word circling on the CVR of the Black Hawk.
All 64 people on the plane and the helicopter crew of three died in the crash. The Treasury Department's Office of Inspector General says it will audit the security controls for the government's payment system after Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency managed to get into those systems. A federal judge is hearing arguments on that DOGE access. Here's New York Attorney General Letitia James.
We are here today to seek a preliminary injunction to stand up against those forces who believe that they can unilaterally have power and have control, all in the hands of the President of these United States.
Newly confirmed Agriculture Secretary Brooke Collins told reporters outside the White House she expects layoffs are in her department's future.
We have welcomed, as I mentioned this morning, the Department of Government Efficiency and Elon Musk with open arms. We welcome their input into how we can do our job at the USDA better and how important it is to do